Pastors Larry and Tiz Huck welcome you to another Larry Huck Ministries podcast. We pray this teaching will fill you with God's wisdom, anointing, and revelation knowledge. Thank you for your prayers and faithful support.
We can make a difference. Can I have an amen? And we need not be ashamed, and we need not to be worried about public opinion and what we say. Remember, the father of all blessings is Genesis 3, but we need to read both of those. I will bless those who bless Israel, but then he says, I will curse those who curse Israel. Now, we've got to understand, this is not a rabbi, this is not a pastor, this is not a politician that's saying this. This is Almighty God. And so, you know, when we went over there and we filmed that, I wasn't even thinking about what we're going to be teaching today leading into the solar eclipse. But I want you to see something that I think is absolutely fascinating. Open your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 21. And, you know, the question we get all the time is, Pastor Larry, do you think that we're living in the end times? And I really do. I believe we're closer to the end times than we can imagine, than we can realize. But I think God is saying something to us. Now, let me say this. Today, I was going to teach on the book of Obadiah, and I'm going to teach that next week. Obadiah is the shortest book in the Bible. It only has 23 verses. And Obadiah talks about when Israel is at war, Jerusalem is surrounded by enemies, and Jerusalem and the Jewish people are surrounded by enemies worldwide. Anti-Semitism is higher in the world right now than it was at the rise of Hitler and Nazi Germany. We have our own universities. We have our own president. We have our own country. We have Australia, England, people who are very bold in speaking up against Israel. Understand this. Just like God spoke to Esther, Mordecai said, if you don't speak up, don't think you and your family will survive. You won't. But God will raise up someone else. In other words, Israel is going to survive. The Jewish people will survive. And if we want to be on the winning side, we need to understand where we are in history, and we need to speak up, not only when we're talking, but we need to speak up when it comes to election. We have a president right now. When Trump was in office, he put sanctions on Iran. Iran, and we're going to get more in this next week, Iran, the terrorist organizations in the world get 95% of their funding from Iran. Iran is right now, at this very moment, threatening to attack Israel. But Iran says Israel is the little Satan, America is the big Satan. Now, I love everybody, or I should love everybody. I'm supposed to love everybody. I don't. But I'm not going to fund somebody that wants to kill me. That's not even smart. I'm going to stand with somebody that wants to protect me. So we need to understand how insane the world is right now and what a time bomb this is right now. We could see the coming of the Lord any moment. I don't know. When I was getting ready to teach on Obadiah, several people said, are you going to mention the eclipse that happens tomorrow? Tomorrow is April 8th. And I said, you know, I might mention it, but I'm not really into it. I haven't had a chance. I've been real busy with Tiz and everything that's going on. I really haven't looked into it. A couple days ago, I read something from Billy Graham's daughter, and I said, well, maybe I ought to look more into this. And so the last few days I've spent studying this solar eclipse that comes about tomorrow. people are coming in by the millions, from what I understand, into Texas to see it. People are coming all over the world for this whole song to see it. But as I was studying this, I said, how many people will see the eclipse but don't have eyes to see? Read with me in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 20. But when we see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. And let those in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all these things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon the people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and on the earth, and distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring. Men's heart will fail them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth. For the power of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, one of the things that God says in his word over and over again talks about signs in the sky, in the sun, and in the moon. Tomorrow, April 8th, is what's called a solar eclipse. This is when the moon blocks out the sun. Now, ancient Jewish wisdom says something very interesting about sunlight. So, sunlight represents divine revelation. There are times when God hides his light. And the reason he hides it is because most people are not ready to receive the surge of supernatural power that is coming. Now, in reading many rabbis about the eclipse, I was surprised to see how much they had to say about it. But all of them are in agreement that come tomorrow, there will be a divine surge of supernatural power that will touch us as individuals, but also will touch the world. Tomorrow, something happens. And as it happens, we need to remember that in ancient Hebrew language, there's no word for coincidence. Can we bring up the map? 7 years ago, there was a solar eclipse that started in the northwest and went all the way down to the southeast. Now, it crossed a lot of different cities. Now, I want you to remember that there are hints in the Bible that God is saying something. This happened tomorrow 7 years ago. Seven is God's number of saying, I'm done. Okay? It's complete. Seven of those cities that had hit 7 years ago were the name of Salem, which comes from Jerusalem. Salem means salvation. Salem means peace and victory. So 7 years ago, this solar eclipse hit seven cities by the name of Salem. Show the next one that happens tomorrow. Tomorrow, we have another one that comes, this time from the northeast to the southwest. 7 years ago, came from the northwest to the southeast. This one comes from the northeast to the southwest, southwest to the northeast. It totally covers two cities by the name of Nineveh, but it hits five other cities by the name of Nineveh. Now, where do we know the name of Nineveh? Nineveh is where we understand a call to repentance. We know about Jonah being on the ship, gets thrown off, goes to Nineveh, and calls the people to repent for their sins. Now, watch this. When Nineveh, I looked this up in NASA, when Jonah was there on June 15th, 763 years BC, a total eclipse hit the northern part of Nineveh. At the same time that this hit, a war broke out because the country had been divided. And at the same time a war broke out, a very rare plague hit at the same moment. So we have a solar eclipse, which they didn't understand, but they knew. Ancient Jewish wisdom says when you see a lunar eclipse, it is a warning from God to the Jews. When you see a solar eclipse, it is a warning from God to the Gentiles. This is a solar eclipse. So when Jonah ended up in the city of Nineveh, a solar eclipse blocked the sun, and a plague hit. A war broke out because the country was so divided, and Jonah spoke up. The people saw these signs and called for the people to repent. I don't know if this is significant or not, but if you read Jonah 3 and 4, it says God gave the people 40 days to repent. Say 40.
40.
Now, I want you to think about the number 40. Now, there's another solar eclipse that we see that I think we need to look at, and that happened on the day that Jesus was crucified. Now, I read this in Science, and they said the solar eclipse that happened the day that Jesus was crucified, the eclipse and the earthquake that took place was not a natural eclipse. There was nothing showing that this eclipse was going to take place, but it was a supernatural eclipse. It was a sign from God that they had turned their back and crucified the Messiah. Jesus was asked right before this, can you give us a sign? Jesus said, now remember, Nineveh, Salem, Nineveh. Oh, let me back up. When the first eclipse took place from the northwest to the southeast, the place that it was the strongest, that it lasted the longest, was an area called, a city called Carbondale, Illinois. That's where it was the darkest for the longest. This one that comes from the northeast to the southwest, the strongest point where it's the darkest is once again Carbondale, Illinois. Now, I lived there. I lived there for years. I went to college down there. And all this area around Carbondale has been called for years and years and years, coincidentally, Little Egypt. You with me? Okay, so remember Salem, salvation, Nineveh, repentance. Is God saying something to America tomorrow? When God spoke through Jonah to Nineveh, he said, you have 40 days to repent. Remember the name, the number 40. Now, I could get into all kinds of other eclipses that happened and the world changed, World War I, the end of World War I, all kinds of things, but it's too much to talk about. But I wanted to bring this one up because I thought it's coincidence where we're at right now in America. Is in Korea, in May 1948, Korea was getting ready, was being divided. The North was going communist, anti-God. The South was staying democratic and open to Christianity, open to God. The country was being divided. Anti-God, Biden. Pro-God, Trump. And the nation was being divided. On May 10th, 1948, they decided to try to keep the nation from being divided and going communist. They had decided to have a major election. One day before the election, on May 9th, the United Nations declared that they were going to come in and moderate the election. But they said, we're not going to moderate the North. We're going to let them do whatever they want to do. We're only going to moderate the South. And by doing this, it gave the North, the communists, the anti-God, open door to go in there and steal the election. And we see the results of North Korea to this day. This is 1948. We see the results of it. Because they stole that election, because they went in and just said, here's what the election is going to say. It split the country. War broke out amongst them. Also, another plague broke out amongst them. And it eventually, through this, the United Nations, which is the most useless organization in the world, it allowed the North Koreans to be who they are today and eventually led into the Korean War. Let's go a little bit deeper. We look at this area here where the darkest was the longest and the strongest, and they both meet right around Carbondale, Illinois, and it's not against the people of Carbondale, but that area is called Little Egypt. Let's look at the comparison of where we are with Little Egypt versus Ancient Egypt. In Genesis, now I know I'm giving you detailed stuff. You can get the tape and listen to it again. In Genesis 1:15, God says, we're going to put two great lights in the sky. One will be the sun, and one will be the moon. And these will be used to light day and light night, but they'll also be used as signs to the world. Now, here's an interesting thing. God says one of them will be greater and one of them will be smaller. Now, tomorrow we're going to see a solar eclipse, which means the moon will come in front of the sun and it will block out the sun. This is the second time this has happened totally in 7 years. 7 years, seven cities of Salem, seven cities of Nineveh. But the interesting thing, when God says one will be greater, one will be smaller, NASA tells us that the sun is exactly 400 times bigger than the moon. The sun is 400 times bigger than the moon. But tomorrow we'll see the moon block out that sun. So if the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, how can the moon block the sun? NASA tells us that even though the sun is 400 times bigger, the sun is exactly 400 times further away from us than the moon. And so exactly 400. And this is going to be the darkest over Little Egypt. How does that tie into Bible prophecy? Well, there's a prophecy that God gave Israel and said, there's a time coming because you've turned your back. Oh, and let me back away. Why did this? I researched, because we've always called it Little Egypt. We didn't know why. The reason it's called Little Egypt is that a long, long time ago, Illinois and Missouri and some of those surrounding areas had a great famine. No rain, bugs, pestilence. And so the people from all that area came down to southern Illinois, where I used to live, and that area had plenty of rain and had plenty of food. So everybody migrated down there just like they did in the times of Pharaoh and Israel coming to Egypt. There was a famine in the land, and they migrated to Egypt. So this is why they labeled this place Little Egypt. Now, remember, the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon. The sun is 400 times further away from us than the moon. And how does this tie in with ancient Egypt? God speaks to Israel during this famine time and says, you're going to come in, but you're going to assimilate. And because you assimilate with Egypt, you will be in darkness for how many years? 400 years. You'll be in darkness for 400 years, and you will become the slaves to Egypt. Now, remember we talked about the number 40, that God said to Jonah, tell them they have 40 days in which to repent. 40, I won't take time. You know the number 40. 40 days in the wilderness, 40 days and 40 nights, and 40 days on Mount Sinai, and all the number 40. The question that rabbis are asking right now is, how big, if God is giving a warning to America, and you're going to see next week, America is in the book of Obadiah. And it's a warning that if you're serving God, you'll be spared. If you're not serving God, you'll be judged. It's an amazing scripture. But you look at the number 40, how big, if we are coming into a time in which God is going to get America's attention, how big is this going to be? Well, 40 to the 10th power gives us 400. The sun is 400 times bigger than the moon. The sun is 400 times further away. God spoke to ancient Israel and ancient Egypt, you will be in darkness for 400 years. So 40, which is, we know, a divine number, to the 10th of power brings us to that number of 400. 400 years of darkness. 400 years of slavery. 400 years in Egypt. And now, by some coincidence, God is saying, I'm telling you to seek salvation, I'm telling you to repent, and the center of that is little Egypt, and God is saying, to America, it's time for you to repent. Now remember, in Judaism, a solar eclipse is a warning sign to the Gentiles, and I could give you over and over world events that happen, but let me give you one more. I got that email, and it was from Billy Graham's daughter, and she points out, and I actually called Scott, and I said, look this up. Help me look this up. Let's research this. She actually says that in the last 7 years, there was the Salem, there was the Nineveh, but there was a third eclipse. They don't call it a total eclipse because it was an eclipse, a solar eclipse, but it didn't totally cover the sun, and around it was what's called a ring of fire. So they didn't count it as a total eclipse. It was a total eclipse except for a little ring of fire. Did you guys find that map? Do we have that map on there? Okay, I left it at home. That's my fault. And so Billy Graham's daughter showed this. Here's the one from the north to the south. Here's the one from the north to the south. This other one comes around here, and she showed it. And when you see the three of them lining up with each other, they spell the Hebrew, the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Alpha, and they show the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Tav, the Alpha and the Omega. The rabbis are saying, is God saying to America, listen, I'm the one who is the Alpha and the Omega. America, I gave you your start, and you honored me in that when you said we will be one nation under God. I'm the one who gave America their start, but I'm also the one who can give America their ending. We have allowed our schools, we have allowed our government, we've allowed our churches to stop preaching Jesus and stop teaching the word of God. And I believe God is giving the world or America a warning. He is saying, I am the Alpha of everything you have, and I can be the end, Omega, of everything you have. It is a time to wake up and not just see some dark spot in the sky, but see a warning from God and get ready for the coming of the Messiah. Somebody say amen. Yeah. The Lord says this, if my people who are called by my name shall repent, if my people who are called by my name shall repent, I will come and I will heal their land. Pastor, do you think the solar eclipse tomorrow means anything? Maybe not, but I think it does. I think it's a warning sign to America. We have voted as Christians. We have voted and put people in office that want to tell our babies, well, you may have been born a boy, but you're not really a boy. You may have been born a girl, but not really a girl. If you voted for that kind of person, a curse is on you. We have people in office that Christians have voted for that are pro-abortion. How can you be someone who's serving the one who's come to give us life and you vote for someone who wants to steal lives of babies? You're not a Christian. You're not a Christian. You may be religious, or maybe you're a Christian that needs to see the signs and repent. Every great nation, America, look at me. Around the world, look at me. And I know you're in other countries, and so we cover you. America is the last Western Christian civilization that is surviving. We know in Europe, Christianity is dying everywhere in Europe. We're the last hope. We're the last. And yet we have Christians that are, we have pastors that are teaching same-sex marriage. We have pastors that have abortion clinics in their halls of their church. We have pastors who are growing marijuana behind their building and selling it as church funds. We have pastors that are preaching, you don't have to live any, if you try to obey any of the laws of God, you're negating the grace of God. You know, it's okay. This is the great falling away. When I first got saved, I thought the great falling away was nobody would come to church. No, the great falling away is we have the church falling away from the teachings and the word of God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not, and we need to have the boldness to stand up and say, you know what? I love everybody, but I'm standing for the word of God. Me and my family are going to serve God, and this is the way it is. Well, you're narrow-minded. Listen to me. When it comes to believing the word of God, I'm so narrow-minded I can look through a keyhole with both eyes, and I'm glad of it because he's the one that's come to give life. The other guys come to steal, kill, and destroy, and we need to choose this day who it is we're going to serve. Amen? I believe that, you know, I wasn't going to teach on this. I'm not into it, but I started looking, and I'm just giving you the Reader's Digest version of this. I'm looking at this and I'm realizing, man, God is saying something. God is saying, pay attention. There are millions and millions of people putting on these little glasses. They said Motel 8 rooms some places are $1,000 a night because they're coming to see it. Well, I want you to see it. Jesus said they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Folks, I believe in all my heart, when you look at the history of these things and you look at the first one coming through 7 points of Salem and this one coming through 7 points of Nineveh, a place where God called them to repent, and God spared them. Somebody asked me yesterday, said, Pastor, do you believe that God's done with America? No. I do not believe God's done. If God was done, he wouldn't bring us a sign. Does that make sense to you? If God was done, he wouldn't bring us a sign. A sign was just like in Nineveh. Repent, get on your knees. And I believe if enough of us in America, here in this building, and all of us around the world that are watching right now, if we would get on our knees and say, God, forgive us. Forgive us for not following the word. Forgive us for being lukewarm. Forgive us for calling ourselves Christians and not living like Christians. Forgive us of this. I believe we can save the land. You know, God said, if I could find 50, or if I could find 20, or if I could find 10, I believe if God could find us saying, God, give us mercy on our land, God will give us mercy, and America will become once again one nation under God, and that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I believe that. They say tomorrow's going to be a great surge of supernatural power, just like on the day that Jesus was crucified. I'm claiming that surge to hit Tiz. I'm claiming for that surge to just, we'll wake up tomorrow and she, I will tell you this. I told Tiz this last night. I said, I believe that surge is on all of us, Tiz. I believe that surge is on you. Tiz is about that skinny now. I had to help her down the hall. She couldn't even walk down the hall. And I told her last night, I said, that surge of power is a sign. Because our God is a good God. Our God is a wonderful God. She woke up today, first time she hasn't thrown up all night in 2 weeks. She woke up saying, you know, I feel a lot better. I believe the surge is coming to America. I believe that surge is coming. Say, Pastor, you're reading into things. Maybe I am. But I'd rather read the glasses half full than the glasses half empty. And you know what? Could this surge be what the Bible calls the latter rain? Could this be the beginning of signs and wonders and miracles and the end time transfer of wealth? God is giving us a sign. Why? Because he doesn't want any of us to perish. God is a wonderful God. He's a good God. Let me close with this. And I wrote this down, and I want to read it because I felt I want to say it right. And I wrote it down. In an eclipse, the sun still continues to shine, even if we are temporarily blinded to the rays of God's goodness and brightness. God has not abandoned us, and he never will. This eclipse tomorrow, I believe, is not a curse. I believe it's a warning. And that warning is so that we can wake up and walk in the power and the fullness of God. And let America once again be one nation under God. Do you receive that? The surge. So stand with me all over the building. And I want us to pray. You know, I know it's a different message. It's got all these facts and all these numbers, and it's hard to maybe connect all the dots, and you'll have to think about it. But let me make it simple. 7 years ago, seven cities of Salem. Tomorrow, seven cities of Nineveh. In the middle, little Egypt. And I believe instead of going into 4 years of Egyptian bondage, we can be on an amazing journey coming out of Egypt and heading towards the promised land where God miraculously takes care of his people. I really believe that. And all of that begins by receiving Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. But I gotta say it doesn't stop there. Jesus said to his church, why call me Lord and don't do what I tell you to do? It's time for us to do what he tells us to do and live the way we're supposed to live and act the way we're supposed to act. It's time for us not to stop being ashamed of being born again, but being loud about it, of being a born again Christian, a child of God, living for God, serving God, telling other people about Jesus. You think about what I told you the other day about these Jewish people getting together and they say, Pastor, we want to get behind you. And I said, what does that mean? They said, we want you to go into the world and tell the people about Jesus. Am I hearing this right? You as a Jew, they said, because you're giving the world the Jewish Jesus. And that Jewish Jesus will bring the light of God to the world. Another rabbi said, can you imagine when the world wakes up and understands that the Messiah of the Gentiles, whose name is Jesus, is also an Orthodox rabbi? Folks, we're living in the most amazing times. The most amazing times. And if you're going through a battle, can I tell you why you're going through a battle? Because, the other day I had Tiz couldn't make it down the hall. And I had to help carry her down the hall. She's so weak. She hadn't eaten in 2 weeks. And I was walking out to the yard, and God spoke to me, and he said, I want you to tell the people, Satan's strategy is to wear out the saints. His strategy is to wear us out. And I came back, and I said something to Tiz, and she had said something to me earlier, and she said, you know what, I'm just too tired to try anything else. And somebody, one of you got a hold of Tiz through Katie or through Anna and said, we see Tiz as Moses, and her arms are tired, so we're going to come and lift her arms up. And I told her, I said, that's it, Tiz, that's it. That's it. And I believe if you're going through a battle in some way, it's because your breakthrough is going to be so amazing. And why not have that breakthrough tomorrow? Why not have that breakthrough tomorrow? Amen. She's all right. Why not have that breakthrough tomorrow? So I want to ask you to come out of your seat and stand with me. We're going to close in prayer. But I want you to come in, and by coming out and saying, Pastor, I'm going to stand with you. I'm going to stand with Israel. I'm going to stand with our nation. I'm going to stand with the kingdom of God. Everyone, come out somehow. And let's show a unity. And let's show a realization that we are going to have our nation come back as one nation under God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That we are not ashamed to be a Christian nation. Hold on one second. Come this way, come down here. And listen to me. I don't know if you caught it all, but so many of these things that happened with these solar eclipses were leading into an election. We've got elections coming up in November. Keep coming. I bathed and everything. Well, I bathed last week, but it was a good one. Keep coming. And I want you to listen to me. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our current president. We need to pray that between now and November, when he's no longer president, that he makes the right decisions. Look at me. He's making, the Bible says the curse of the father passes on to the children. He's our father right now. He's the father of our nation right now. And if he curses Israel, or if he curses the kingdom of God, or curses the church, those curses will flow into our nation. We need to pray for him. We need to pray that God will get hold of his mind and all those around him and say, you know what? We got to do the right thing concerning Israel, because it's happening it's happening right now. It made big decisions concerning Iran and Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah is happening right now. And so we need to pray that God will get a hold of who's ever in charge and have them make the right decisions concerning our nation and the nation of Israel, because between now and November, a whole lot of stuff can happen. But forgive me for being positive. I read the end of the book. We win. We win. So I know you all are back there, but grab each other's hands. Grab each other's hands all across the building. And let's say this out loud. Let's say this as I want to hear next Sunday, I want to hear of miracles that have taken place. Pastor, this happened in my marriage. This happened with my children. This happened with my, is there somebody here that's having a problem with a pregnancy? There's somebody here that's having a problem. You're having a problem with a pregnancy? Come up here. Let these ladies come and put their hands on you. Is there anybody else? I feel like there's one more. No, stay right there because I don't want you to trip. Anybody else having a problem with a pregnancy? Can you come and let us pray with you? God's going to take care of this for you. God's going to take care of this for you. Can I ask you what it is, or you don't, if you don't want to say? Ladies, help me here. Find out what it is. Is there anybody else here that's battling cancer? Anybody else battling or a life-threatening illness? Anybody that's battling a life-threatening illness or someone in your family? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Come this way. Or somebody get around them. Is it cancer or something else? Cancer? Okay. A surge of power. A surge supernatural. Did y'all see of the earthquake that hit in Lebanon, New York? New Jersey, Lebanon, New Jersey. Lebanon, of course, that's full of Muslim people, and I'm not against Muslims. Somebody said, you don't like Muslims. I don't like anybody that wants to kill me. Amen? Amen? They said that Dennis Miller, after 9/11, you became anti-Muslim. He said, you began to hate Muslims. He said, I hated people that wanted to kill me on 9/10. Right? But it's an earthquake. Earthquake. Lebanon is shooting the rockets. When Katie and I and Scott were on the bus, we were on the bus one morning for an hour and a half, and in that hour and a half, 40 rockets came into Israel. What would we be doing if Mexico was shooting 40 rockets every 2 hours into Texas? What would we be doing? We'd be calling for our president to shut the border. Oh, I'm sorry. It is shut. We need our country under God. America, when we were one nation under God, do you know when America was being found, they were going to have America because people come from all, the language of America was going to be Hebrew. The state seal was going to be the parting of the Red Sea. Did you know that? Our nation was founded on biblical principles. That's how a bunch of farmers with squirrel guns beat the biggest army England in the world. The hand of God. Folks, we don't want the hand of God off of us. We're going to ask God right now to keep his hand on us. To keep his hand on us. And I believe we can together, and all you're watching, and I know you're watching in Australia and England and around the world, you can repent for with us too and call for God to bless us, because what's on us will come on to you. But we need to ask God to keep his hand on us. Agreed? Agreed? All right, let's say this out loud. Say it out loud. Say, Father, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. I know we've sinned. We've all sinned. As a nation, we have sinned. And we repent. And we ask you, God, to forgive us. We literally turn our hearts back to you. We know it is you who is on the throne that rules our nation. We are one nation under God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. We pray for our nation. We ask you, O Lord, keep your hand on us, cover us. We pray for those in leadership, no matter what party, let the power of the Holy Spirit turn their hearts, speak to their minds, give them boldness, courage, clarity to do what is righteous. We claim our children, our schools, our teachers, our colleges, our government to come back under divine protection and divine direction. And we ask this and we receive it in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. We receive tomorrow a divine surge of energy, the power of the Holy Spirit. Let this begin the latter rain. Give us signs, wonders, miracles, wealth, finances, anointing. And when you give us this, We will give you all the praise and all the glory from now until you come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now give the Lord a surge. Come on, give him a surge. Come on, worship team, come on. Give him a surge, give him a surge. Give him a surge, come on, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Give him a, lift up your hands, clap your hands. A surge of the power of God. You know what? Excuse me, but this is the way I function. Of everybody that I was calling out, was who's having difficulties in birthing, and God just spoke to me. We've been having difficulties in birthing the presence of God. These births are going, where's my other lady here? This birthing is going to be easy. The only thing is you have to name your child Larry. That's a prerequisite. But let's get ready. You know what? Tiz and I are tired of fighting this thing. We're ready for God to birth the final cure and to walk. How many are ready? Can I pray over you? Lift your hands towards me. Can I pray over you? And I'm praying over all of our family in stream. Father, we know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Father, whether it's in our homes, our family, or our finances, our jobs, our businesses, our health, our happiness, our peace of mind, whatever it is. And Father, you said that whatever we bind on earth, you'll bind in heaven. And so we do that because we know we cannot be victorious without you. And so we bind every force of darkness. We bind you, devil, and we command you to get out of our lives, out of our bodies, our homes, our finances, our future. We command you, devil, get out of our country. And Father, we ask you to bring us a great awakening and bring us a great revival and bring us a great outpouring. Let America and the world receive the latter rain of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be uplifted in every voice, on every lips, on all of our hearts. And Father, we count it to be done. We ask you to use us as vessels of honor, and we will give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people shouted, amen.